This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan is quickly approaching. Ramadan is a pillar of Islam. صيام رمضان is a pillar of Islam. وشعيرة من شعائر الله. And it is one of the rituals which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated upon us Muslims, and a sign of righteousness and piety that you exalt, you give importance to the rituals which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. قال تعالى ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. A lot of us prepare for Ramadan different ways. We as a community will prepare, we as a masjid will prepare, you as a family member, as a head of the family, you prepare, you try to prepare your children. And even the people who are not into Ramadan, they actually prepare. They've been working 6 months back, since 6 months, preparing soap operas and movies just for Ramadan. They call them actually Fawazir Ramadan, the movie for Ramadan, the soap opera. So Shaitan actually have been preparing also, knowing that he will be caged or shut down during the month. So all his work has been already in progress. Today, in the time I have, I want to talk about a specific preparation that we should pay attention to. I'm not talking about the body. I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about preparing your hearts for Ramadan. Al-qalb, ya ikhwa, is a heavyweight limb in Islam. Imagine this verse, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. In the day of judgment, your wealth, your children will not avail you, will not help you against any punishment that you may face. The only thing which will help you in the day of judgment, that you come to Allah with a sound, healthy heart. That you bring with you a sound heart. And by the way, the limb which will tip your scale is your heart. The famous hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, في مسند الإمام أحمد, عبد الله بن مسعود, one day he went to get one of the سواكس, the stick with which we cleanse our teeth, سنة, from the tree called the أراك. And عبد الله بن مسعود, if you're familiar with his biography, he's a little man. He's very small. يعني قرأنا في ذهب سير على النبلاء الذهب, that when there is a strong wind and he's walking, he would not be able to hold himself. Actually, the wind would move him around. It's very thin. So when the companions were sitting down, and he went up the tree to grab a siwak, so they looked at his shin, and they started laughing. Look how thin his shin is. His feet is so small. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at them and he said, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ دِقَّةِ قَدَرِ ابْنُ مُعَدْ. Are you amazed how thin the shin of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is, tied to ibn Mu'adh? والذي نفسي بيده, by the one whose hand my soul is, لهما أثقل في الميزان من جبل أحد. They will be heavier in the scale than the mountain of Uhud. Why? Because of his heart. Because of the heart. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا أجسامكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces, how good looking you are, or how you show piety, how good faithful you are. Nor He looks at your bodies. ولكن, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart and look at this, because in Murji'ah, we have a sect in the Ummah called the Murji'ah. They tell you as long as the heart is good, you don't have to act. Look, قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. You must have amal too, beside the heart. Because, you know, the people who are into the irja', and the meaning of irja', or some of you may not familiar with the term, irja', the most important thing is the heart. The praying five times, no, this is nothing to the heart. My heart is wide, Allah is in my heart. They come up with different, terms that express their deviated understanding of the concept of al-Iman. And another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you, this is how important the heart is, brothers and sisters in Islam, because this is the limb that you need to prepare for the month. Forget about all that other stuff. Forget about the lights. Forget about the food. If this limb is not ready for the Quran, forget it. You're not going to enjoy Ramadan. And Ramadan will pass by like any other Ramadan. Another hadith which shows you the importance of the limb of the heart. And pay attention to what I'm about to say. You can do acts with the limbs, but you will not get rewarded for them if the heart is not involved. If your heart is not involved. But you could get rewarded for doing something with the heart only. I'll break it down for you. For me to pray, I must have the intention and sincerity. That's the act of the heart. Without this, your salah is not accepted. So the heart must be active in every act you do. To the contrary, you can do things with your heart and get rewarded for them. Hadith Ibn Abbas, من هم بحسن الهم عمل القلب. Whoever intends to do an act of goodness, حسن. A حسن is written just for the intention. But what if he does it? Completes it. Then 10, multiply them more. But yet the heart giving you a hasan out there just for intending. For brothers and sisters in Islam, al-qalb, malik al-badan, is the king of your body. ويكفيك حديث النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما الحديث البخاري ومسلم أوله the beginning of the hadith الحلال بين والحرام بين look at the end of the hadith ألا إن في الجسد مضغة indeed in your body there is a limb إذا صلح صلح سائر الجسد the rest of your body will be alright if that part is straight. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ. And if it is corrupted, the rest of the heart, the rest of the bodies will be corrupted. فالقلب يا إخوة is the medium. For you to be able to identify or diagnose your heart. Ibn al-Qayyim categorized the hearts into three types. Your job today, my job today, is to figure out which kind of a heart you have. Because there is only one heart which will survive Ramadan, which will help you enjoy Ramadan. Ibn al-Qayyim, that's his view, is one of the scholars of the Ummah. But I don't want to disregard Athar حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنهما. حذيفة actually had a beautiful statement where he categorized the hearts into four, but I'll stick to three for the sake of time. القلوب, this is what Ibn Qayyim said, القلوب على ثلاثة أنواع. There are three types of hearts. قلب حي, a living heart, heart that is alive. And by the way, I'm not talking about the physical heart here, but I'm talking about the spiritual heart. قلب حي, a living heart. Two, قلب ميت, a dead heart. Three, قلب مريض, a sick heart. So there is a living heart, a dead heart, a sick heart. Let's begin with the dead. What is the dead? Those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That is believers. Whether you warn them not, they are not going to believe. Why? Because the heart is sealed. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ. The people who go with the subject of al-Qadr and they try to mess around with al-Jabri, with al-Qadri, he will let them go. If Allah has sealed their hearts, how they are supposed to believe? Where is the justice? They come up with that question. The ayat of Allah were presented to them, they chose not to believe. As a result of this, Allah sealed their hearts. That's how we understand this. So the sealing happened after they rejected the ayat, rejected the messengers, rejected the Quran, rejected the guidance. Ibn Mas'ud, we go back to him. He said this, اطلب قلبك عند ثلاث. Seek out your heart in three times, in three occasions. Yani, you know, seek out your heart, yani, try to connect with your heart. You know, sometimes don't we end up doing dhikr with the tongue, and you keep doing the dhikr, keep doing the dhikr, keep doing the dhikr, according to the sunnah, not the dancing and that. No, the dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. When you continue with the tongue, you end up having the heart doing it. You could actually stop and your heart is doing it. So there is a connection between your heart is alive. Your heart, you can tell that. You can actually say, La ilaha illallah with your heart. You're doing the dhikr with your heart. And this is when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he does istighfar. Why does he do istighfar? Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in one sitting, he would do 100 times astaghfirullah. So why? He explained this. إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. Sometimes my heart doesn't do this. لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ my heart. Seek out or try to connect with your heart in three occasions. Number one, عِنْدَ سَمَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ. When you hear the Quran recited, what happened? He's standing behind the Imam. He's reciting that beautiful verses of Kalamullah. Kalamullah. And you're busy with something or you're tired from standing. That Imam, man, it's too much. Uthman ibn Affan, رضي الله عنه, made a statement. He said, وَاللَّهِ, by Allah, لَوْ طَهُرَ قُلُوبُنَا مَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. If that medium, if that limb is good, is pure, Islam is alive, it will not have enough of Kalamullah. You will be standing behind the Imam, move. You're not feeling it. How do you understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one rak'ah, in Baqarah, in Nisa, Ala Imran, in one rak'ah? More. Sama' al-Qur'an. A lot of us say for us for Allah, the heart is so busy with the dunya that now we hear the best recital and we look for the best recital. I want to hear Bashari, or I want to hear the Mahir, or I want to hear Sheikh Eid, or, and yet when the Quran is recited, you find yourself what? Because the medium is not, is distracted. It's not there. عند سماع القرآن. Two, عند الذكر. This is the second occasion that Ibn Mas'ud is talking about. عند الذكر. What is it, ذكر? When you make ذكر. Is your heart connecting with you? Or when you're sitting right now, are you occupied with an outside subject? The موضع ذكر. What we're doing right now is ذكر الله. No? Number three, عند الخلوة. When you're alone. When you're alone in the room, what do you think about? Mahawarid fi hadith al-Saba. You know the seven people who will be shaded under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of them is what? One of them is what? A rajul dhakar Allah khaliyan fa fadat ayna. Someone who was alone, secluded, he remembered Allah. He did. He cried. He cried in front of you. He can do that. Imagine by yourself. Ibn Mas'ud said, when you call upon your heart, when the Quran is recited, when you are old, or when you're making dhikr and your heart is not responding to you, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and ask Allah for another. Because your heart is, you need another heart, or you need to jump start that heart. You need to bring it up. قلب يموت قد يموت. والمشكلة موت القلب is dangerous. Because you know, like a dead person, all the faculties of a dead person doesn't work. شوف. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. فموت القلب مشكلة. It is a big problem. And for you to grasp, there are two hazardous, I call them issues, that can cause your heart to die. Two things. Shubuhat, shahawat. Misconception regarding the deen, bid'ah, in the area of the religion, or whims and desires. Those two. If they go after your heart and you let your guards down, they will get your heart out. They will make your heart run out. You will be them. This is the first type. The second type, brothers and sisters in Islam, which is really the majority of us, lower a sick heart. The person has iman, but his heart changes based on what he exposes the heart to. I will go back to Asad Hudayf ibn Yaman. You know what he said? وَقَلْبٌ تَمُدُّهُ مَادَّةً مَادَّةُ إِيمَانٍ وَمَادَّةُ نِفَاقٍ فَهُوَ لِمَا كَثُرَ مِنْهُمَا. Imagine your heart. like a lake. And you have two running streams bringing water into that lake. One of them brings faith, brings salah, recitation, and the other one brings misconceptions, shubha, brings bid'ah, brings whims, brings desire. So your heart what? Changes. Even you're sitting right here, your heart. They said it's إنما سمي القلب قلبا لكثرة تقلبه. The heart is called heart. The word قلب in Arabic is fluctuating, changing. It derives from fluctuation, that your heart changes. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this dua, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. O Allah, you rotate the heart, you change the hearts. Let my heart to your deen. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan comes, you have a chance to expose your heart more to the deen, more to that substance which will make your heart a living heart, not a living heart. The final heart is the living heart, the heart that is alive. And because of Tawheed, it's alive. And this is the sound heart that you want to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. And this is the heart which, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, will be your means to enjoy Ramadan. I want to close with that statement. Because this is another khutbah by itself. Ibn al-Qayyim said, I go back to Ibn al-Qayyim, because Ibn al-Qayyim, they call him the doctor of the hearts. That's why he's like, he's one of those people that, you know, when you read his writings about the nafs, about the soul, about the heart, is out of this world. Ibn al-Qayyim said, لا يسلم القلب حتى يسلم من خمس. Your heart will never be a living heart, alive, will never be sound, will never be healthy, unless it's protected from five things. One, shirk. Two, bid'ah. Three, ghafla, heedlessness. Four, hawa, desire. Five, disobedience. But now, instead of the shirk, you must have tawheed. Instead of the bid'ah, you must follow the sunnah. Instead of the ghafla, the heedlessness, you must be engaged in the remembrance of Allah all the time. Instead of the desire, you must be sincere. Instead of the disobedience, you must engage in the obedience of Allah. So, you remove five and you engage in five. Shirkun yunabidu al-tawheed, bid'atun tunabidu al-sunnah, hawan yunabidu al-ikhlas, ghaflatun tunabidu al-dhikr, ma'asiyah tunabidu al-ta'ah. If you want to have a sound heart, tawheed, begin from there. Brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanAllah, they used to pay so much attention, our righteous predecessors, to their hearts. They used to. I want to tell you something. One of the scholars, he said, by Allah, there is no other greater punishment that a person can be afflicted with than having a hardened heart. That you have a hardened heart. The heart that doesn't move. A lot of Muslims, they have a hardened heart. But they don't do anything about it. But when a nail gets touched, emergency will run. Even though we said the heart is the king. We read in the biography, في تاريخ الرقة للإمام القشيري, the biography of a man who used to work as the scribe for Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And you know Umar ibn Abdul Aziz came in 899 after Hijrah,
And he is the grandson of Asim, the son of Umar. And his lineage, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ. For sure, لَا يُقَرِّبُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الصَّالِحِينَ. He will only use people who are righteous. His name is Maymun ibn Mahran. We read that, his biography. That one day he called upon his son. He was an old man, and it seems like his vision went down a little bit. He called upon his son Amr. Amr ibn Maymun is the one who narrated Hadith Maqtal Umar. The one who narrated Hadith Bukhari. One of the narrators of the Hadith. The one who narrated Hadith Stabbing of Umar. Ya Bunay, my son, take me to Al-Hasan al-Basri. فَإِنِّي عَاهَدْتُ مِنْ قَلْبِي غِلْضَهُ. I feel like my heart is hardened. I don't move. Take me to Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan al-Basri, for you to understand, يَقُولُونَ عَنْهُ, they say about him, كَانَ كَلَامُهُ يُشْبِهُ كَلَامَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. When he speaks like prophets, like his eloquence, yeah. Very precise. Imagine the son, they traveled, by the way, 2 days. 2 days! He traveled 2 days! And he went to Hasan al-Basri. With his condition, physical condition. As soon as he arrived, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Ali. Inni aahadtu min qalbi ghilza. I feel like my heart is hard. Fastalim li. Yani istalim li. Subscribe. Subscribe what? What is it? Huh? Prescribe something for me that can soften my heart. أَأَصُومُ لَهُ يَا أَبَا عَلِيٍّ. Should I fast يا أبا علي؟ What should I do? والله يا إخوة قرأ عليه ثلاث آيات من سورة الشعراء. He recited 3 verses from سورة الشعراء. The man could not even stand and he went down in tears. You know what he recited? What he recited to him? أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّا اتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوَدَّعُونَ. He went down. We hear this and more. The meaning of these 3 verses. What if we give you this dunya? Enjoy. Then what will come after this dunya? ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. What awaits you? Death. Then what will happen afterwards? You know, في hadith Anas, just for you to grasp the essence of these 3 verses. يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Imagine, this is Imam Muslim. The person who had it all figured out in this world. Imagine, he lived like a king. He was a Donald Trump. He got it all. He got it all, as he is. Allah knows this. He got it all. أَنْعَمُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Like the hero king. People running around, he has houses, he has taxes, he has demons, everything. Imagine, pick up the person who had it all figured out, according to you. فَيُغْمَسُ غَمْسَةً وَاحِدَةً فِي النَّارِ. He will be dipped, not placed. You know the dip? You know when you dip stuff? Dip the dip. In here. Then you will be asked, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمَ الْقَرْ. Do you remember any good times? La wallahi ya Rab, forget it. Harms in God. Even. But look at this. وَيُؤْتَى بِأَبْأَسِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Imagine a Muslim who believed, someone with a living heart, but he had a very living, he had a very difficult life. He will be dipped one time in Jannah. Do you remember any misery? Why did not? This is the type of heart that you need to have, brothers and sisters in Islam, for you to be able to enjoy the Quran, enjoy Ramadan, enjoy the ibadah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what should we do until Ramadan starts? You see, we should have started this in Rajab. His name is Al-Balfi, I don't remember his name, but he made that statement. He said, Rajab shahr al-gharf, aw al-harf. Sha'ban shahr al-rim. Ramadan shahr al-hasad. Rajab is the month when you dig the ground and place the seed. In Sha'ban, you water that seed. And in Ramadan, you enjoy your harvest. A lot of Muslims, what they do, they want to plant in Ramadan, water in Ramadan, harvest in Ramadan. That's why you only see them the first 5 days in Ramadan, and then they disappear until the night of the 27th of Ramadan. That should be that. What is the harvest? What is it? You know when you plant a tree, you place a seed in the ground. What do? You go and clean the ground. You make sure that there is nothing hidden beneath the ground that will kill the seed. That when you water it, it will grow. And this is what's called istighfar. Tawbah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah from al-ghafla. One of the scholars was asked, which is better for the heart? The recitation of the Quran or al-istighfar? Listen, both of them are the highest ranking forms of dhikr. But the man understood his intention. You know what he said to him? As-sawb al-muttasikh. A stained garment, a dirty garment, needs water more than musk. أحوج إليه إلى الماء من المسك. قراءة القرآن المسك. قراءة القرآن is المسك. Is التحلية. But you need التحلية. You need to remove the stains from the heart. That's why you need to begin with tawbah. You need to begin with istighfar. And for you to have a valid tawbah, call yourself to account. Name what you're doing wrong. Name it. And say, I'm not going to do it. That's step number one, brothers and sisters in Islam. Look, the Prophet ﷺ used to fast a lot in Sha'ban. Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why do you fast a lot in Sha'ban? Because a lot of people don't pay attention to the importance of this month. Why? Because I'm preparing myself for Ramadan. Billahi alayk, and I see a lot of you playing sports. Huh? If you want to play a soccer game, a football game, do you jump on the field just like that? You're going to break a bone. You're going to have an ACL or something. What do? You warm up. So, after istighfar, after tawbah, get engaged in hasanat. Recitation of the Quran, get engaged in some fasting, some days. This way you prepare your heart for the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله, brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm back and brought my family. You know, my older daughter was getting married in Egypt, and that's why the last 3-4 months I had to be there. She was born here, and I have to make sure that Alhamdulillah that she's well taken care of, that's why I was absent. But I brought my family here. We're here inshallah to stay. A lot of excitement, inshallah. The first one is we're starting Muslim Youth Soccer League. This is for ages 3 and until 11, inshallah. We'll open it up for the older ones, but we want to make sure that we can handle them, we can keep them under control. But we really want to start this, and hopefully we can apply this also to basketball in the future, inshallah. But there will be an installation opening on May 14th at 1 o'clock here. It's available also online. There is a flyer out there. You could sign up, but we need you to sign up your kids if they are between the ages of 3 and 11 years old for this league. We're going to play games in that sport court here, inshallah. That sport court, yeah. We're going to play games here every Saturday and Sunday, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Organized sport, inshallah. We're going to do it as much professional as possible. We're looking for referees, parents, and coaches. Please, if you feel like you have some skills, go ahead, inshallah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, finally, myself and Sheikh Eid, inshallah, we're going to start our HIFS program, inshallah. And I will tell you that it's a commitment, and I'm making that commitment here on Allah is my witness, inshallah. We'll run this program for girls and boys, inshallah, throughout the year, beginning with the summer camp. So the summer camp actually is going to be like a preparation, but it's going to go throughout the year, inshallah. There is a flyer out there, we need you to sign up for this. There is only limited places, and we actually have almost filled. So if you're interested, you got to let us know, because we're really filling out just through a word of mouth. Alhamdulillah. This is going to run from Monday through Friday. Just have, inshallah, the idea is within 3 years, hopefully to produce kuffar who have also some understanding of what they memorize, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Of course, the summer camp is going to be outstanding this year, because we have that sport court. The kids are going to enjoy it. The summer camp is going to begin on the 5th of June, inshallah. Please, brothers and sisters in Islam, sign up for this, inshallah. Of course, the Montessori program is very successful, alhamdulillah. We're filling out, but we can take some more, inshallah. Next Jum'ah, we have a guest speaker, Brother Muaz. He's coming from Texas. He's going to be also talking about the subject of Ramadan, inshallah. Of course, brothers and sisters in Islam, we're very busy in Ramadan here, so we're looking for sponsors for iftar and suhoor and dinner. The calendar is already there, the prices are already set. If you want to reserve a day or two, inshallah, this is very rewarding. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan wa arzuqna ittiba'ahu wa arina al-batil batilan wa arzuqna ijtinabahu. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. Allahumma waffiqna ila ma tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunub wa sur al-'ub ya rabb al-'alamin. Unsur dinana wa sunnata nabiyyika wa 'ibadika al-mu'minin. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.